Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. It's me again, Horace Podmore, your political commentator. Now, this is a really good reason for lending Reform UK your vote at the next elections, whether it's the local or it's the national general election. One of the reasons being is their policy on immigration. So a reasonable government is expected to make sure its borders are secure. They need to know who is coming into the country and who's going out of the country. Basically, it comes down to common sense. If you don't know who's coming in, how can you protect your borders? So Reform UK have this. We must have a zero tolerance attitude towards immigration, illegal immigration. It's as simple as that. None. Zero. Illegal immigration. So what they're looking at, reform as border control and net zero immigration. So what they mean by that? So illegal immigration is unacceptable. And those entering illegally will be denied asylum in the UK. There are safe and legal routes for genuine refugees and asylum seekers. If you are a genuine asylum seeker, you can go to any British consulate or embassy and claim asylum there, and there's a process and there are legal and safe routes that you can come into the country. Coming into the country on a rubber dinghy without paperwork is illegal. You're not a refugee. You're not an asylum seeker. You're an economic, illegal migrant. End of story. That's what we should be pushing. Reform will also leave the ECHR. That's important. The ECHR isn't fit for purpose. Even the EU itself isn't signed up to it. Yet some lawyer or lawyer's assistant in Strasbourg in the middle of the night can say, no, block that flight. That's not right. So Reform is the only party that is signed up to leave it. All the other parties will bow and scrape to it. And we're going to have a tactic of turning the boats round or picking them up and landing them back in France. The cost to the British taxpayer for the illegal economic migrants coming into the country that are claiming asylum is already costing the UK taxpayer billions. The Home Office, the Home Secretary, has asked for another £2.8 billion because they've had an overspend. They've overspent on hotels. They can't afford to pay for them. They want another £2.8 billion for illegal economic migrants that are living in the lap of luxury in 4 and 5 star hotels. That has to stop. They have to deport those that are here illegally. So reform. They will declare a national security threat. Because that's what it is. All these coming into the country illegally pose a serious, serious security threat. We don't know who they are. We certainly know that there's an awful lot of criminals and terrorists that have come in through that channels. They will leave the ECHR, the European Convention on Human Rights. Zero illegals will remain in the UK. Get rid of them. All those that are living in a lap of luxury, they'll start deporting them, getting rid of them. They'll set up a new department of immigration staffed by believers, people that believe in the system, not the bunch we've got at the moment. You just have to look at the types that you've got in the Home Office at the moment that are supposedly processing. Well, they just ain't, are they? One a week or something. It's crazy. And they'll have offshore processing plants in British overseas territories. And the way they'll stop the boats, they'll pick them up in the channel and they'll land them back in France. Because they haven't got any documentation. If they haven't got any documentation, land them in France. It's a French problem, not ours. So the reason that you want to consider loaning Reform UK your vote, have a look at their policies. Look at what they are proposing. If they do manage to come in as a government, you will see a significant change in the way this country is run. So go and have a look at the website. Subscribe to my channel. I'll bring in you more information on Reform's policies in the coming days. So don't forget to hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, stick a comment in if you think I'm wrong, if you want me to explain a little bit more, stick it in the comments. So until the next one, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.